Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Restaurante, where I actually had dinner last night, and it was quite good. It was nice to see that the restaurant was very, very busy. I had to go for the early bird special. They could get me in at 5:45 yesterday for dinner, so they were busy. It was going well, and It was nice.
A busy restaurant night. I mean, beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day. That's Biff, my producer, on the other end there. It was a nice night. You know, driving, it was pretty cool, actually, driving down Route 114. I live in North Andover. You drove by Maggie's Farm. You drive by a bunch of other restaurants. People were standing outside. People wanted to get out there.
Refreshing to see, isn't it?
Yeah, we are re-entering. Nice. Yes. As Joanne McGinnis talked about in the previous show, it is re-entry time, folks. We may not be talking about COVID as the main topic for long. You know, people talk about vaccine. Did you get your vaccine? How are you going to re-enter? All that kind of stuff. But I actually believe that we're no longer as fearful of this virus as we were certainly 8-12 months ago. We are re-entering, and it's all finding that comfort spot within ourselves, within our surroundings, of when and how we want to regather and re-enter and reconnect. I'm there, but, you know, if someone says, hey, you need to wear a mask in this shop or this place, I'm fully willing to put on a mask. No problem at all, but I certainly don't see a need to have to wear a mask while I'm walking outside or while I'm out and about. And but, you know, if someone says that they'd feel more comfortable if I wear a mask, done. No question about it. But it's nice to be back out there in the restaurants and reconnecting with folks. And so we will get closer and closer. My pool opens in a few weeks, so I'm very excited about that. Finally, we'll have people over this summer. It was lonely in the backyard just with the family, which is kind of nice just with the family. But, you know, we like to have barbecues and we like to have people over. We will definitely be doing that this year. Well, once again, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, a financial planning and investment management firm located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been doing this since 1968. Well, not me. I was in diapers. I was two then. My father started the firm back in April of 1968 and grew the company quite a bit. And I joined the firm in 1991. Dad retired in 2007. And I've been running the company with my business partner recently since then, actually. So, yeah, I've been at this 30 years. This is my 30-year anniversary of doing financial planning and investment management, something I never thought I would do going to college. So as your kids are planning on picking their majors for college and where they're going to go, let them know and always be mindful of the fact that what they say they want to do when they go to college and what they actually do when they get out of college may be something totally different. I thought I was going to be selling potato chips for Frito-Lay. Really, that's what I thought my job was going to be when I went to Babson College. I actually thought for sure that I was going to go for the assistant product manager position at Frito-Lay, where you would be representing one of the Frito-Lay products, let's say at Doritos, but actually at the time there was something called Tater Crisps. That's something that Frito-Lay was doing at the time. It was the original kettle corn, or those kettle chips, you know, the kettle cooked potato chips, and they had an alligator on the bag. And I thought, oh man, that's the job I want. I want to be the assistant product manager for these kettle chips, or Tater Crisps, as they called them. And I did not get the job. It was 1989 at the time, where actually we were in a recession. And it was the first year that Frito-Lay didn't take a student from Babson College. And so I ended up selling Chinese food takeout containers for a while. But before that, my first job out of college, just so you know, I was the restaurant manager at the Ship. Now, everybody knows where the Ship was, right? Remember the big, tall Ship? Did you know that the Ship, there used to be pictures of the Ship, it started as a tugboat.
I did not know that.
Did you not know that, Bill?
Nope.
So if you walked into the entryway of the Ship restaurant, there were pictures that showed how this restaurant started. It started as a tugboat, and then someone had the vision to make it a little bit bigger, and it became a bigger ship, and then it turned into a tall ship. Now, it didn't grow on its own. I mean, it had to be built that way.
Sure.
But yes, I was the restaurant manager in there, and at night, after most people had been seated and the evening was on its way, I would sit in the lounge, and I would play the piano, and people would hang out after dinner, or people in the bar, and we would sing songs and just hang around the piano. And that's what I did. And then I sold Chinese food takeout containers. And then the story is that I met Laura at a karaoke bar that I was hosting. And that's a story for another day. Actually, she told that when she was here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she did.
And then she sat me down for lunch and she said, Mark, are you going to be selling Chinese food takeout containers as a career? And I said, geez, maybe. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. She says, well, why don't you go see what your father does for a living? And that's what happened in 1991. And Dad and I went to Sylvan Street Grill and I learned about what my father did for a living, though I probably should have known a long time prior to that. But I learned more, and Dad said, well, every day is going to be different, and if you want to give it a shot, go get licensed first. And I did. And once that happened, the rest is history. And so here I am 30 years later hosting a radio show, serving the financial planning and investment management needs of 450 households around the community here. We are, of course, always open and welcoming. For those that would like to join our firm, would like to learn a little bit more about how to get your financial house in order, if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. And just so you know, if you've been listening to this show over the last 8 years, you know that we put out a weekly newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It lands in your inbox every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. If you'd like a subscription to it, or the other thing is, perhaps you've unsubscribed. We have over 7,500 subscribers, but periodically we hit the unsubscribe button because we're just sick of getting stuff in our inbox. But if you'd like to get it again, I can't re-sign you up. If you call the office and say, hey, can you re-sign me up for your newsletter? I can't do that. That's the way the system works. If you unsubscribe, you have to subscribe yourself. So go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on the website, and we will get you signed up for Planning Pointers. All right, so we got lots of things to talk about today. It is the spring. I mean, what a beautiful day it was yesterday. Today, it's not going to be such a great day, but the week coming up, it's going to get warm. I saw Thursday it could hit 80 degrees. So get ready, folks. The warm weather is coming. Anyways, one of the things that you're starting to see if you're driving around is more and more for sale signs in the neighborhood. You know, for the past month or two, there were very few for sale signs. The inventory was quite low. And as a result, you were hearing people spending outrageous amounts of money, people putting in pricing wars and bidding wars to purchase a house. And you think, why would somebody do that? In fact, one of our friends that we know put their house up on the market and they said, we're going to just post a ridiculous price for a house. If someone's willing to pay that amount of money for our house, hey, we'll sell the house and then find someplace else to live. And they got it. And that's what we're seeing happen. And I want people to be very careful. Now, why are people willing to spend so much more money for a house? Is it that they're desperate to buy one and they think, oh my goodness, the price is good today. It'll even be better 5 or 10 years from now. I don't think so. In fact, I tend to believe that the peak of this housing market might be right now. And we might have actually almost passed it a couple weeks ago, believe it or not. And here's the reason why. The cost of borrowing money to buy a house right now is incredibly cheap. In fact, did you know that you could get a $500,000 mortgage right now, a 30-year $500,000 mortgage, and the monthly principal and interest payment is under $2,000, $1,975. And you might think to yourself, that's less than what I pay for rent in a two-bedroom apartment. Why wouldn't I just go out and do that? Now, some people, you'd think, well, first of all, if you want to buy a house, generally it makes sense to put 20% down if you're going to buy a house, if you want to avoid something that's called primary mortgage insurance. And in fact, I think I just heard this past week, we have a new sponsor on doing a weekend show that talks about real estate and mortgages and all that. So I'd encourage you to listen in there, and I don't even know his name, but welcome to the program. Welcome to the weekend lineup here. But just some thoughts on my end is that, yeah, money is cheap. Money is cheap to borrow. However, interest rates are going to go up. They can't go much lower than where they are right now unless they go negative. And for the foreseeable future, our economy continues to improve every single day. Now, some people may not feel like it is, but generally our economy is improving. It actually has improved significantly since where we were a year ago, and it is continuing to improve. And when people start going out to spend money and more people want to buy products, you know what that means? We get to raise prices. And when prices go up, you know what that means? Inflation. And then interest rates start to go up because we can't have people spending more money than the economy will allow for us to spend. We have to find an equilibrium, a balance. And so imagine this. If you were able to buy a house and have a mortgage of $500,000, and that interest rate being around 2.5% to 3%, if it goes up to, say, 4% or even 5% in the years that follow, the same person that was able to qualify for a $500,000 mortgage might not be able to qualify for one a couple years from now. And if that happens, you have a few choices. That person needs to buy a smaller house, or the prices of homes need to come down to accommodate the needs of the new buyers. So I would caution people. I know how excited you are about wanting to buy a new place, and you see that interest rates are really cheap. But if your intent is to buy a house and then flip it in a couple of years, don't do it. Do not do it. That is my advice. If you want to buy a house, you're going to be there for 10, 15, 20 years. Great. What a great opportunity for you. But if your intent is to buy a house, flip it in a couple of years and show everybody how much money you made, you could find yourself in a very difficult situation. So be careful. Be careful. Don't be tempted by what's out there. And I will tell you, I think in the weeks to come, the inventory for houses is going to explode. There are going to be so many houses for sale because everybody else is going to be hearing, did you hear how much the neighbor got for their house? Did you know how much more money? There was a bidding war. They spent $50,000 more. Let me put this in perspective for you. $50,000 more on a mortgage is an extra $200 a month. So $50,000 doesn't mean a heck of a lot if you're asking for more money now. But down the road, will people be willing to pay for that? You're going to put money into your house. I would encourage you to be very, very careful. And if you're selling your house, by the way, if you're thinking about putting your house on the market and you say, I can sell it, look at all the money I can make, ask yourself, where are you going to go? My advice to you is if you really, really want to do this smart, sell your house, rent for a couple years, maybe a year or two, and then buy the place of your dreams, because I think housing prices are coming down, 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 certainly in the next couple years. That's my advice. That's my financial advice in a language you can understand for the first segment. Argue with me, challenge me, whatever. Welcome to call in if you want. 800-370-1049. 800-370-1049. But we've got to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to talk about understanding risks. Risks are one of the things that people seem to take for granted. Risk doesn't always mean losing all my money. Let's talk about what risks are and how you can best mitigate risks and manage your financial life for the future. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents'. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k,
your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where I am live in the studios today across from the North Beverly train station and right here on Enon Street in Beverly, joined by my producer, Biff, who is up nice and bright and early with me. So good morning, Biff. Welcome to the show again.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks
for being here.
Well, good. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you unlocked the door and let me back in. So we wanted to talk a little bit about risk in this second segment. You know, I got a call this past week. Someone said to me, Mark, I want to try to get some advice for managing some money for my mother. And she's got $300,000 that's sitting in cash. I want to put it was in an IRA account. I want to put the money into something that is risk-free, gives me a high rate of return, has inflation protection, and has a small potential for a little bit of growth. And I said, okay, not available. What? I said, yeah, not available. You can't get that anywhere. You got to pick one. And if you want to have risk-free, you got to leave it in the bank. But is it risk-free altogether? And so she says, well, I don't want it. I don't want the fluctuation, the market, or the account value to fluctuate at all. I want it to stay the same. I don't care if it produces too much interest, but I can't risk losing the money. Okay, so let's take those terms now. Losing the money. When you hear losing the money in investment, do you think losing all of it, losing some of it, losing a part of it? I think when we talk about investing sometimes, we think when they say don't lose the money, meaning don't take it to zero. That's impossible unless you're owning an individual stock. Generally, and I think I've talked to you about this on the radio for the 8 years that I've been doing this radio show, the likelihood of you losing all of your money in a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund or an index fund is virtually impossible. And if it all were to go to zero, chances are you'd have bigger issues, because it would mean that every investment within your mutual fund or exchange-traded fund would have gone out of business. So let's be sure we understand some risks here. And let's be sure what we try to do. Owning a stock like, even take Coca-Cola, for instance. If it's Coca-Cola, one stock. I don't even know what Coca-Cola is selling at, but that is an individual security that you can buy shares of and have ownership in. Could you lose all of your money in Coca-Cola? Well, I guess if Coca-Cola went out of business and they were not selling any more products, yeah, you could lose all of your stock. You think that's going to happen overnight? You think someone would see that coming? But then again, I would never invest just in Coca-Cola. I would invest in a mutual fund that owns a bunch of stocks. And chances are, within that mutual fund, your shares of Coca-Cola are one sliver of that portfolio. But perhaps you also own Pepsi, or Dr. Pepper, or other types of beverage companies. And if one goes down, the other goes up. I always use the example when I go out to the high schools. And I explain, well, I used to use this example because now when I ask the question, who knows who Michael Jordan is? People look at me like, who's Michael Jordan? It's like, are you kidding me? I'm really old. But I said, you know, when I used to do this years ago, Michael Jordan played basketball, right? And everyone knows, who's Michael Jordan? What product did Michael Jordan represent? Well, they were the Air Jordans, right? The sneakers. And who sold Air Jordans? Well, Nike sold Air Jordans. Well, one day, Michael Jordan decided to step up to the podium and say, I am retiring from basketball because I want to play baseball. And what happened to Nike stock that day? Nike stock went down. Now, were they making the sneakers any differently? No. Still the same sneakers, but Michael Jordan wasn't going to be wearing Air Jordans and flying through the air with the greatest of ease all the way to the basketball hoop. And the stock dropped. Now, is that a rational... Now, is that considered a risk to your portfolio? Is Michael Jordan your risk of owning Nike stock? Well, maybe. But if Michael Jordan decides not to represent Nike stock anymore, does that mean it's curtains for Nike? No. It's a readjustment period. Yeah, there was some pullback. Now, who benefited that day when Nike stock went down? Well, Converse and Reebok at the time and a bunch of other sneaker companies, because they were all going to do better. Maybe they had the potential. So understand, it's not the risk in Nike at the time wasn't, oh my God, Nike's going to zero, but the risk was the stock price was going to drop a little bit. So back to the story about the person who said to me, Mark, I don't want to take any risk with my money. I'd like to see it earn a little bit, but I can't afford to lose all my money. Well, here's the thing. So I said to this woman, I said, look, your mom is 91 years old. This was the age of the mother, 91 years old. And I said, this is in her IRA. So at 91 years old, she needs to take each year something that's called a minimum distribution. Remember, we've heard that term, required minimum distribution. So at 91 years old, I'm going to guess on the number here, but I'm going to say that the required minimum distribution is around 6% of the value of the account. Okay. So let's, like I said, it was $300,000, 6% times $300,000 is $18,000. So I said to her, if we leave the money in the bank, mom is guaranteed to lose money. How is that possible? She says, well, if it's money that's sitting in the bank and basically mom is getting 0% on her money and we have to take $18,000 out of the account every year and she has to pay taxes on it, the value of mom's account is going to go down. And she thought to herself, well, I guess I can live with that. Okay. I said, but remember, when mom takes the money out of her IRA that she has to take, she probably is going to use that money to buy stuff, isn't she? She says, well, yeah, she needs that for her income. I said, well, if she's going to use that money for milk and cable and electric and shopping and her nails or whatever else she wants to use that, do you think the prices of goods are going to go up every year? She says, of course they will. I said, well, here's the problem. Mom's money that we have to take from the bank is going, like I said, we're going to continue to lose money on mom's money. Yet the loss on the money that we're taking out of that account is also going to be exacerbated by the fact that it's not worth as much when it comes time to buy the products. That is what's called purchasing power risk and inflation risk. So let's be sure you understand this. So think about, if you had, and people see this when they have their pension. If you're getting a pension as a retiree, let's say your company was paying you $20,000 a year for a pension. And usually when you get a pension, it's that same amount every year for the rest of your life. Never goes up. It's the same amount of money. Well, that $20,000 pension might have seemed like a really good idea in 1994. But here we are now in 2021, and you're still getting that same $20,000. Did a car cost the same amount of money in 1994 than it did today? Did a house, did milk, did eggs, did gas, did all sorts of those things? No, they've all gone up in value. So when you're investing, you have to decide what kind of risk am I willing to take? Am I willing to take the risk knowing full well that the money that I get on an income basis is going to stay the same, though everything else is going to get more expensive? Or do I need to invest my money in such a way that it's potentially keeping up with at least the pace of inflation? Inflation risk or purchasing power risk, because things go up in value. Look, I think right now, with all of the money that is sitting on the sidelines, and we all know America's savings rate, which was around 4% a year, and last year went to close to 34% because so many people have those, the stimulus checks that they got, or the unemployment extra payments that they got. And many citizens did not pay their mortgage or did not pay the rent because they were told they didn't have to. I think you still should have, but you didn't have to because it's going to get tacked on at the end. It was not just a forgiveness. You're still going to have to pay this, but a lot of people didn't pay for a lot of things. We were careful. We didn't go out to eat as much. We didn't travel. We didn't spend money like we did. So we accumulated a lot of money in cash. So now as we hit re-entry into America, here's the danger. People are going to go out and start spending money. When people want to start spending money, you know what happens when there's a lot more people wanting to buy a product than there is product available? Here's what happens. The price goes up. What happened when we were looking for hand sanitizer and toilet paper and paper towels last year? Remember the premium prices people were willing to pay? Remember what happened years ago when we ran out of Tickle Me Elmos on Christmas and people would run out and just pay any amount of money for a silly Tickle Me Elmo? Well, folks, we're going to start to see that happen. You're going to see airlines having the opportunity to raise their prices like crazy because everybody says, I need a vacation. Hotels are going to start to raise their rates. The restaurants, everybody is going to start to raise their rates. And if you want to participate, you got to spend more money. But you know what that creates? That creates what's called inflation. So if your money that you've got in the bank is earning zero, yet the cost of goods are going up at 5, 6, 8% a year, you are losing money like crazy by leaving your money in the bank. Now, I'm not saying pull all your money out of the bank. I did not say that. Please don't interpret me as saying get your money out of the bank. But what I'm saying is that the money that you keep in the bank should be what I call your emergency money. This is money that represents 3 to 6 months and sometimes 9 months if you want living expenses. So if it costs you $5,000 a month to support your lifestyle, 5 times 6 is $30,000. That's what should be in the bank. Anything over that amount should be allocated to varieties of different types of risks within investments. I'm not saying when I say risk, I'm not saying, put it on black. That's not what I'm saying. It's an allocation of risk. How much risk am I willing to take? How much fluctuation can I deal with in my investments? How long can I go without having to touch that money? It's finding what sleeves of investment choices you want to have. And it's having some discipline. It's being willing to put money aside on a regular basis or leaving it alone even when times appear challenging. Think about this. A few months ago, everybody was talking about GameStop, right? Oh my God, how do I get some of this GameStop stuff? Or how do I get some of this cryptocurrency stuff? Or how do I get some of all these different products that were out there? Well, as you all know, no one's talking about GameStop right now. No one's talking about AMC Theaters or Chiquita Bananas. But now, is anybody talking about cryptocurrency this week? Oh, no. You know why they're not talking about cryptocurrency? Because it dropped 20% over the past week and a half. People talk about things when they're doing really well. But when they're not exciting, when they're not newsworthy, when they're not a big deal, no one wants to talk about it. Okay? And everyone says this time, when we heard GameStop, when we heard about cryptocurrency, we heard about whether it was Tesla or whatever it was. Oh, this time it's different, Mark. This time it's different. I got to get in on this. No, you don't. We go through hills and valleys. Think about the most challenging times in your life when you thought, I'll never get out of this. We'll never figure this out. But you know what? Time changes things. And when you're talking about investing for your future, you need to recognize that time is your friend. And you need to allow time to work on your behalf, work for you. And the only way you let time work for you is when you get out of its way. When you stop looking and you start wondering, oh my God, it's down a little bit today or it's up a little bit today. What should I do? Time is what works. I can't tell you how many people have mentioned to me when the market is down 200 points or 300 points, and they say, Mark, isn't today a great buying day? Yeah, it's a day. I mean, when the stock market is at 30,000 and the stock market is drops 200 points for the day, it does not really matter at all. Now, if the stock market was at 30,000 and it dropped to 15,000, oh, yeah, that's a pretty good buying day, I would think. Now, it's not going to drop 50% in one day. I don't think that's going to happen. But we need to realize that we buy low and sell high, and people generally don't do that. We play with our own emotions. We get the best of them. And that's what a certified financial planner will help you do. Not only will they look at the big picture, not only will they look at everything in your financial life, but they'll help you stay rational during some of life's most emotional times. You know, another risk that I think you need to think about is this thing called liquidity risk. We just talked about in the first segment about some of the risks I see with buying houses at these premium prices right now. One of the things to remember is that the value of a house does not always go up, though it might feel that way over the past couple of years. Housing prices can go down too. And unfortunately, when housing prices go down and interest rates start to go up, one of the challenges is that you can't get money out of your house as easily as you thought. People think, oh, now I can borrow and get an equity line of credit. I can get an equity loan. I can get a mortgage, refinance, all of those things. But when the housing market goes the other way, and when interest rates go up, the liquidity from your house is not so easy. You can't simply pull a window out of your house and bring it to the bank and say, hey, can I get 10 grand for this? So one of the things you want to be careful of, you don't want to be house rich and cash poor. I see that happening to a lot of people right now, where they're saying, oh my God, the housing market is so good right now. I can get a beautiful house, even though I have to pay a little bit more for it. The mortgage cost is something that's affordable to me. I will do whatever I can to get this house. And folks, I caution you, we go through these hills and valleys, and we are sitting near the peak, if not the absolute apex of this mountain right now. This is not sustainable. And as more and more inventory shows up in the housing market, these prices are not going to be part of bidding wars anymore. Just be patient. Please be patient. And if you're thinking of selling your house, recognize the fact that if you're going to be moving somewhere else, are you going to be paying a premium price for the place you're moving to? Or are you going to maybe downsize a little bit and downsize significantly? Or maybe, like I suggested in the first segment, you sell your house, put your stuff in storage, rent. Yes, I said rent. Yes, throw money out the window, Mark. Yes, rent. Throw money out the window for a year or even two. And then just you wait and see what this housing market will look like then. And you will think you were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to talk about something that's called a beneficiary IRA, because there are some rules that have changed with people that are inheriting IRAs that are surprising folks like you wouldn't believe. You can't now stretch out the money that you inherit from mom or from grandma or from Uncle James. You got to pull that money out, and you got to do it pretty quickly. And the tax cost on it is not inexpensive. So let's talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries, enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
As you prepare for retirement, we know that your financial hopes and dreams are important to you. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? You need a plan. A plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced, and we're fiduciaries. We listen, we collaborate, and we deliver a plan that helps you sleep at night. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us to ask why and how and what if. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. It's not about the money, money,
money. We don't need your money, money. Come on, it's about the money. You know that. What are you talking about? It's always about the money. Money matters. I'm sorry, money matters. Can people say, can money buy happiness? Yes, it can. Yes, money can buy happiness. Now, can it buy a lot of other things? No. But money can buy happiness for sometimes short periods of time. But it's not all about that. And when someone says to you, do you measure richness by the amount of money somebody has? No. Richness can be measured in a lot of different ways. There can be both emotional richness. There can be financial richness. There can be a lot of those things. But yes, most times it's about the money. Stop lying to yourself. It is. If you have money, you have choices. That's really what it comes down to. Without money, your choices become limited. And sometimes you have to be a little bit more creative. But don't get upset with somebody because they've worked hard and they've accumulated money. Or even, you know what? If someone got left money, good for them. Are they using it in the way they want? But it's not for us to judge how somebody else uses their money. It's only up to you to decide how you use your money and the impact it can make on you and others of the world around you. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante. We've been doing this radio show here at North Shore 104.9 for 8 years now. I've been practicing as a financial planner in the community for almost 30 years. My father started the firm back in 1968. And we are here to provide financial advice in a language you can understand. And if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning needs, I hope you'll give us a call. We do both financial planning and investment management. And they are, I will tell you this, financial planning starts with a net worth statement and a cost basis and a cash flow statement. Financial planning does not start with, I need to roll over my 401k. That's not where it starts, though many investment firms will tell you that's where it starts. They'll say, oh, we do the investments, and yeah, we can do some financial planning too. No, if you're really serious about doing this right, it starts with financial planning, and investments is just one sleeve in the financial planning process. If now's the time for you to put everything together, to know where everything is, to understand the impact of the assets that you've accumulated, to recognize the liabilities that exist, the responsibilities that you have financially to others or soon may have, and understand how all of that will work together as you approach that phase of retirement in your life where you're no longer receiving a paycheck from work, but instead you're relying on Social Security, a pension check, and money that you've accumulated, income from money that you've accumulated, so that it lasts for the rest of your life. That's when the time is to come and talk with us. Interestingly, this year, because we've been doing this business since 1968, our clients have aged. And last year, we average each year about 18 deaths a month. Now, you might say, Mark, not a month, I'm sorry, 18 deaths a year. And you might think, man, that's nuts. Our coffee, and you can't blame our coffee anymore because people haven't been coming to the office. But people get older. And with 450 households, let's say if you're married, that's 900 people. Then there's all the kids and the, you know, the connected relatives, etc. People don't know what to do when somebody dies. Or there's a lot of misinformation that's out there. And so for these years, we've really been able to guide the surviving spouse or the children that are heirs to a parent's estate, and give them some understanding as to what's going to happen, because there's a lot of misinformation that's out there. Now, one of the new pieces of information that has become available over the past couple of years is something that's happened to what's called the inherited IRA. Now, for most people, their largest asset is generally their IRA. It could be their 401k, it could be their IRA, their 403b, a retirement plan, but it's generally the largest asset. And generally, that IRA account has a beneficiary who's named on it. Now, oftentimes, if the folks are married, you name your spouse as beneficiary, and then you name your children, perhaps equally, as what's called contingent beneficiaries. And as is the case, when you die, your IRA asset, if you've named a beneficiary, which is your spouse, the money automatically goes to your spouse and he or she can roll that into their 401k. But when it's someone other than your spouse, the rules have changed quite a bit. You see, I'll just use an example here. Let's say, for instance, we had a client that died and he had $1 million in his 401k plan and he has three boys. And the boys are about to inherit the IRA. And they say, well, wait a second, what do you mean we're going to inherit the IRA? We have to go and see what the will says first. I said, no, you don't. He said, what do you mean you don't? He says, we got to get the attorney involved, and the attorney's got to read the will and make sure everything's... No, you don't. Well, what do you mean? Well, Mark, to the boys, if there is a beneficiary named on an IRA, the beneficiary supersedes anything that's written in the will. Does? Yeah. So what do I do with dad's wish to send $10,000 to the University of Phoenix or, you know, $25,000 to the XYZ church? Well, maybe that will come from dad's other money, but the IRA is uniquely yours. I mean, look, if you want to make a donation to those places, go for it, but you are not obligated to. We do need to recognize what the value of that IRA is for estate tax planning purposes. But at the end of the day, that $1 million gets split amongst the three boys. And so I talked to the three boys and the boys signed paperwork and the shares are distributed equally into three what are called beneficiary IRAs. So $333,000. Each of them get that. And there's no tax on that transfer. It goes right to them as it's still tax deferred under the umbrella of a beneficiary IRA. However, it used to be that the boys could take that money out over their lifetime. Take little amounts of money over their lifetime. But the rules have changed unless it's your spouse. The boys now are required to take out all of the money in that IRA account over the next 10 years. They get $333,000. Could they say, I'm not going to touch the money. I'm just going to take it all out in 10 years. And whatever it's worth, that's what I'll get. Or do I take it out 1/10? Or do I? They can do it any way they want. All that the IRS cares about is that the money is emptied, is depleted within 10 years. Well, here's the problem. And here's the planning that has to go along with it. When you take money out of an IRA, it's taxable. So if the kids say, all right, I want $50,000 from that beneficiary IRA this year, that's fine. Well, it's $50,000 that's subject to tax, but at what tax rate? Who knows? Because that $50,000 is added to your income. So if you were making $150,000 and you got another $50,000 in a distribution from your IRA, now your income is $200,000. Does that push you into a different tax rate? Do you have to adjust for that? Each child has to look at this differently. Maybe, in year 10, you figure you're not going to be employed and you want to take all of it out at the end. You got to think this thing through. But the rules are a little differently. It used to be that you took out a portion of the money. But imagine this. So the boys got $333,000 each. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of money. 30 some odd thousand dollars a year isn't that much of a big deal to someone's account. But what if there was $2 million that was left, and there was one child, and that child inherited $2 million. Now what do you do? That's like life-changing, or certainly tax life-changing money. Or even if you took $2 million and divided it by 10, that's $200,000 of additional income, not capital gains tax rate income, but ordinary income that's added to your other income. And if you miss a year, now it's $400,000. And miss another year, now it's $600,000. It's a lot of money. The government wants their taxes, folks. But you got to plan properly. Are you ready for this? This was a huge wake-up call for the three boys when I talked to them this past week about this money. They thought that they could just spread it out forever. Can't I just give it to my kids or do something? Well, no, you got to pay the tax on the money. And so you got to know what you're doing. And I see all too often people are trying to do financial planning on their own. Now, investing you can do on your own. Like I've told you, investing is not hard. But the financial planning aspect and the tax impact and the organization and the registration and how accounts are set up and structured is critically important to your future. You've got to do this right. You might think you're saving some money up front by not hiring anybody and doing it on your own. But man, the costs that your heirs are going to have to incur for cleaning up a mess is not only expensive, but irresponsible. And I hope that you will reach out to a certified financial planner, help you get your financial house in order, make sure that everything is lined up properly. And if we can be the people to help give you a hand to help you out, give us a call, 978-531-8108. We're Friedman Financial. We're in Peabody, 978-531-8108. And before we take off, I want to remind you about our free weekly newsletter that comes out. It's called Planning Pointers. You can receive it every Friday in your inbox at 10:30 in the morning. We've been doing this for, I'm losing track. When was this? 2006, almost 13 years now we've been doing this. Long time. Every Friday. Lands in your mailbox. Go to FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, and we will get it sent off to you this Friday. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, I want to talk a little bit about the performance of the markets and what might be surprising you right now. And I also want to give a shout out to a new restaurant, a new place of business that's just opened up that I think you might want to check out today. Well, you're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We just have a few more minutes left in our show this evening. Or this morning, I should say. It's not the evening. Jeez. Man, I'm losing track. It is kind of gloomy outside, but it's not evening yet, that's for sure. It is middle of April. I think it's the month of April. I've just lost track of time. It's a Sunday. It's April, right? Biff, it's still April.
You've kind of gone off the tracks a little bit.
Yeah, right.
It is morning.
It is morning.
It is April.
Thank you.
And it is overcast. So, you're doing well.
Okay, thank you. All right.
You've almost made it through the hour. Well done.
Thank you, Biff. Because I walked in here. I told him when I walked in, But for those of you that think I plan ahead for these shows, those that know me know that there is no prep work at all for this show. We just show up. And that is all, right?
It's unbelievable.
I don't know if it's unbelievable.
Well, no, I mean, so when I first met Mark, and so I figured, you know, it would be reams and reams of notes everywhere. I mean, you turn the microphone on, he talks for an hour.
That's all.
That just can't come out of his head.
That's just what
so
happened.
The first time I met him, I was like, so you got your notes? And he was like, yep, and there's nothing in front of him.
Nothing. Nope.
So, yeah, no, it's quite amazing.
I don't know.
It's turned the microphone on and off he goes.
Because you know what? I just look at it as a regular conversation. I want to just share with you what I see, what goes on. You know, I think we get so inundated with people's headlines and data and all this stuff, and I just try to make it real. Financial advice in a language you can understand. So let me try to make this a little bit real for you as well. A lot of people know, if you've looked at your statements, you probably got your March statement just recently, and you saw that, you know, you did okay for the quarter. If you have a one-year report that your financial advisor provides you, you go, holy cavoli. I mean, I just made a tremendous amount of money over the past year. Let's put this all into perspective, folks. A year ago in March was the low point in the market when we hit coronavirus. So when the coronavirus situation presented itself. So, yeah, of course you're going to see a great return. I mean, it was basically a 45-degree angle since last March. You just went up. So if you see yourself having a 30 or 40 or something percent rate of return, don't pat yourself on the back, because you really need to look 3 years or 5 years back and then say, all right, how am I doing? How did I really do? Now, if you don't have that information, or if your financial advisor doesn't have the capability of providing that to you, and you don't have the proper audited accounting that shows real performance, that could be problematic, because you could be misled into thinking what you're getting for a rate of return. Now, look, I've told people straight out, the rate of return that we try to achieve for our clients, those that are approaching retirement, that have a portfolio that is, say, 60% in stock-based investments, 40% in income-based investments, we're shooting for a 6 to 8% rate of return. Yeah, if we hit that over the past few years, absolutely. But don't expect that to happen in the years to come. There has to be a reversion to the mean. We're going to have some down years. We're going to have some lousy years. But over time, we're going to do just great. Here's a great example for me to share with you, and I've told this several times. Go back almost 100 years. Think about what the S&P 500, that's the 500 largest stocks that trade on the exchange, what have they done each year? You know, oftentimes you hear, well, if I invest in the stock market, I get an average rate of return of somewhere between 9.5% and 10% a year. Well, that is true if you added up all of the performance, all of the returns, you know, in 1931, 1942, 1953, add them all up, divide by 100 or whatever number of years you're talking about, you're going to come up to an average rate of return of somewhere between 9.5% to 10%. Great. But here's the reality check. How many of those 90 or 100 years that you're going back, how many times did you actually get a performance return that year of between 5 and 10%? How many times of all of those years did your performance for the year come out at between 5 and 10%? Do you know that the answer is 8? 8 years out of 90 or 100. You pick whichever period you want. You know what that means? Is that means that on 92 of the other years, the S&P performance was either over 10% or under 5%. And the average got you 9.5. So let's be realistic here. Let's remember that in order for us to stick with our numbers, to stick with that 6 to 8% return, we have to revert to the means sometimes. But you have to stay invested. You don't know when to get in or when to get out. Invest for the long term. All right, I know we got to get out of here. I want to talk about a store that just opened up recently over on Route 114 in Danvers. If you've been over to where the Starbucks is, there was... There used to be a Joseph A. Bank over there, an AT&T store. I think there's also a FedEx store over there as well. A new shop just opened up. It's called the Tropical Smoothie Cafe. It's a franchise. They opened up, I think they have another one over in Swampscott. But they opened yesterday with their grand opening celebration. And they offered $1.99 smoothies. And these are not little smoothies. These are like the super large styrofoam. Imagine getting like an extra large coffee in a styrofoam cup, actually, when Dunkin' Donuts did styrofoam cups, they're back to those at the smoothies because it's got to stay cold, for $1.99. The line was wrapped around the corner. And these people at this shop were so well prepared for the number of people that came in. The staff was efficient. The food was great. I went in and got myself a smoothie. I did get very frustrated by someone that showed up and said they wanted to get 12 smoothies. I mean, I thought it was really frustrating for all the people standing in line. She was getting smoothies for everyone at the office. I thought it should be one smoothie per person. That's how I think that works out in a grand opening. But, you know, but they dealt with it. They had to handle it professionally, and they dealt with what they had. But if you haven't been over there, go and check it out. The owner, her name is Erica, I forget her last name, Beadley, or it's Erica. She's blonde. And she was there with her husband, and they got a great team over there. And head over there today. If you go from 9 to 9, they don't have $1.99 smoothies, but $1.99 flatbread sandwiches. So check out some of the other stuff that they have. Give it a shot. It's always nice to support some new businesses that are opening up, that are emerging as we're coming back into the real world, that we're heading back here. And I will be back here next Sunday. But until then, I got to turn it over to Scott Whitley. I know he's got a great new TV show that's coming up. He's got new places that he's been. I've been following Scott on Facebook. New spots that he's visited. He was throwing axes, I saw, at one place. So I got to hear all about what Scott's doing. And I will see you next Sunday. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity sub-accounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.